Hello there, welcome to Pen Positive. This is Vinod Narayan, and welcome to the second part of the series, five-part series that I'm doing on preparing and getting ready for the new year. So the last episode, we spoke about three things. One is reflecting on the past year, which is 2023 in this case, and then celebrating the achievements that we had in this year, and also assessing the areas of improvement that we want to do based on the reflections that we have. Today, I'm going to go through three other points, and we'll have this, I think it's a five-part series, so I'll have three points in each series. And you can listen to this on podcast, Pen Positive Outclass podcast on Spotify and LinkedIn and any other podcasting platforms. So the first point today is about SMART goals. So when we want to do something in the coming new year, we have to have SMART goals. We have time now. We can look through it. There are many things that we want to do, many goals that we want to achieve. But when we think that we want to do something, they're not necessarily SMART. What that means is that SMART is S-M-A-R-T. So S is specific, M is measurable, A is achievable or attainable, R is realistic, and T is time-bound. So you need a goal that is very specific. Just like saying, I want to be good, is not a specific goal. What are the areas in which you want to be good? And then it has to be measurable. How do you even measure that you're good at a certain point? Say you've got the entire year, the end of the year, how do you even measure that you're, or maybe mid of the year, how do you measure that you're going in the right direction? Achievable. Is that an achievable goal even? I mean, being good would definitely be. But if someone says that, okay, right, I want to run for Olympics. I mean, is that an achievable goal? Is that attainable? Sometimes, is that achievable during that time of 1 year, right? R is realistic. If I think that I want to run for Olympics, it's not even realistic for me. I've never ran in my life and I'm 52. And that's not a realistic goal for me, right? But I can have a realistic goal to run a marathon if I want to, right? It might be difficult for me because I've never ran, but I can pursue running a half marathon. Maybe a full marathon might be too much in a year, but half marathon, or maybe say that I can only run for 10 minutes on treadmill, running continuously for 30 minutes or 1 hour outside would be a realistic goal that I can go through, as long as my legs don't have a problem. So sometimes we want something and we could find, if I want a six-pack abs, 1 year might be too much of a struggle. But if I want to lose weight and build muscles to a certain extent, that is a possibility. That's more realistic. Now, time-bound. So time-bound is, when you're planning something for the new year, it is obviously time-bound, right? You're doing it from January till December. Or in my case, I would say that anything that we want to do, do it when you think you want to do, which is you can start now. It is December, start in December. Don't wait for December 31st. And if you are watching this video mid-year, start there. Don't even wait for the year to be over. Because what's the big point? Because say that you're watching this video in March of 2024 and you say, damn, I should have watched this video in December. Why? You're watching it in March of 2024, start there, right? But have that time-bound thing that you're going to complete it. Maybe you will have milestones which would help you see that, okay, 3 months, what am I achieving? So any goal of that sort. Reading books. So I have a goal of reading 50 books. So there is a certain number of pages I have to read, or reading and listening, both audio and together. Because reading alone 50 books, I don't think I have the time right now, and I'm a very slow reader. So I have a goal. I might have today. I went to the gym, and after that, I sat for about 1 hour and read. And it was not an English book. It was a Malayalam book. And I figured out that in a one hour, I was able to read only 22 pages, which is pretty slow for a reader. But that has to do not just about my reading speed, it also has to do with the distractions and mind wandering that happens during that time. But I recorded that and I said that, okay, right, this is how it is. So that means that the book that I currently have, it'll take me about 18 days, 18 hours to read that completely. So 18 hours, if I can reduce that, I could do it. Am I going to do it daily? So these are all things that I could actually... So yes, I want to read 50 books. It's very specific. But is it a smart goal? I don't know that yet. But I could probably run it through this smart funnel and figure out whether it's going to be a smart goal or not. So having smart goals. Next one is prioritizing your goals. Okay, I have the goal of reading 50 books. Is that my prioritized goal? Is that the most important goal? Are there other things that I want to do? Are there things associated with my work that I want to do? Are there things associated with other activities that I want to do? I remember in 2020, I think in 2021, I said that I'm going to make a video every day. And I started and I probably did for about 35 days and then I stopped. The problem was that it was not a prioritized goal. I didn't have a valid reason why I should do a daily video. I just said that I'm going to do it. And it was also not realistic in the sense, at that time, doing a video daily did not really make a lot of sense because there are priorities from job and everything, and it wouldn't have been. I said I'll go for it, and then I did for about 30. I mean, doing videos daily for 35 days in itself is good. I'm not saying no, but that's not what I set out to achieve. So prioritization of goals is very important. Now, 50 books reading is an important goal for me. But is that the top priority goal? Absolutely not. Whether I read 50 books or if I read only 20 books, nothing's going to happen. There are more priority goals from a personal level and from a professional level that I'll give more focus on. So having all these goals, taking it through the smart funnel and ensuring that they're all smart goals, then you need to prioritize these goals. Which are the most important goals? And how do you prioritize? One important aspect of prioritizing is the earlier thing that I said. If I don't read 50 books, what is going to happen? The impact is very less, right? I set out something and I did not. If there are other things that I set out in terms of maybe taking care of my health, I'm diabetic, so A1C, I want to control that. If I want to control my cholesterol, if I have a pain or an ache and I want to address that, if I want to build a relationship with someone, if I want to achieve something at work, if I want to get some skills developed, if I want to do some kind of a course and a certification. See, these are all very important goals that if I don't do it, the impact for me personally or professionally is going to be greater. So it's not just what I'll get and achieve, what I'll attain or what benefits I get of doing it. More than that, I think on priorities, I like to do the impact analysis of what are the negative impact if I don't achieve it, if I don't get it. So I think such goals should, for me, it is a mix of benefit and the cost of not achieving it. So that's how I personally would like to prioritize my goals. So that's an important factor. Third one is creating an action plan. Having SMART goals, very good. You've got to prioritize SMART goals, very good, excellent. What if you don't have a plan of action, but you don't have an action? How are you going to do this? For example, I talked about the books. Am I going to read every day? Is that going to be possible? So the other day I figured out that I've been keeping this book next to me but not reading at all. So I decided today, I'm recording this on a Saturday, and I said that, okay, right, this is what I'm going to do. On Saturday, every Saturday, I'm going to go buy a coffee, go to Starbucks, and I'm going to spend 1 hour reading. I don't care if I'm going to read every day, but that 2 days, Saturdays and Sundays morning, I will read. So as of now, I've not decided that I'll read every day. But maybe I want to incorporate maybe reading 1 or 2 pages before I sleep as a habit. But 1 hour, so that is 2 hours of reading every week I have to do. And I can increase my speed of reading and I focus on that. I also decided that I will just have one book to read. I won't have multiple books. So this is a problem that I have. I keep these different books open and then I try that, I try this. So I said, I'll take one book and I will just finish that book. I won't do anything. Maybe I'll take a month. Maybe I'll take 3 months. Maybe I'll take 5 months. I don't care. But I do listen to audiobooks. So I'll make sure that I'll spend that 2 days. So there's an action plan for that. So similarly, for every SMART goal, everything that is prioritized, have an action plan that'll help us, something that we can follow to achieve that goal. And also, the benefit of having an action plan is that you can also measure the progress. Did we really do something? Did we make the progress? Did we make enough progress that we are able to achieve it at the end of the time box that we are given? Right? So that is very important. So 3 points that we discussed today. One is setting SMART goals. The other one is prioritizing those SMART goals. And I shared with you the way I prioritize and I would like to prioritize. But there are different ways in which you can prioritize. And then having an action plan. So again, what kind of an action plan? How are you going to maintain the action plan? Is it going to be in a spreadsheet? Is it going to be in a book? Are you going to use a tool? These are all things that is up to you to decide. Everyone has their own way of creating and managing and maintaining and pursuing an action plan. So with that, I'll take leave. In the next episode, I will come with 3 other points. So before 2024, the whole idea is that I'll have 5. We go through 15 points that help us in looking at the new year. And that doesn't mean new year. I just did it for new year, but it depends on anything that you want to do. Okay, from today onwards, it's a new world. It's a new beginning. I'm going to start. Yes, this 5-part series might help you. Subscribe to the channel, audio, video, whatever it is. You can do Pen Positive Out Class for podcast. Please share it with people who might be interested in knowing more, and I will see you all in the next episode. Thank you.